When one goes to daven at a kever for a tzaddik, are there any laws or customs that one should follow, such as saying the tehillim that correspond to the letters that spelling the tzaddik's name? Also, when one is davening for a kohen, is it proper to pronounce their name as name ha-kohen ben mother's name, or as name ben mother's name ha-kohen? Chanoch from Eretz Yisrael. Chanoch, the minhagim of going to a cemetery where a kever of a tzaddik is, if you haven't been at that cemetery within 30 days, so you make a special bracha, sheyotzer eschem badin. When you daven at the kever, you should put your right hand on the kever when you daven, and there are special tehillim that are listed in the svarim of when visiting a kever for a parent or whatever, and that includes saying that the letters of the person's name in Tehillim Kuf Yotes, and also saying the Osios of Neshama. Mainly one should daven to the Rabbanu Shel Olam that in the schus of this tzaddik, his prayers should be answered. When you daven for a kohen, the kohen's name is his name, the son of the mother's name, and therefore HaKohen goes at the end. Could be that you don't mention the fact that he's a Kohen altogether if you're davening for someone who's sick or whatever, because in those kinds of davenings we don't put titles or whatever. However, a Kohen may not be a title like Rav or something like that, and therefore you can add Kohen at the end of the name.